the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. To the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be wiped away.
So Jesus says today that we must become like children to enter the kingdom of God. Whenever I visit the kindergartners, usually I read them stories. It's one of the ways I can keep their attention for 15 minutes. They love stories of the saints, stories of the Bible. And always one of the favorites is the creation of the world. They love that story, the awe and the wonder in children at hearing how God created the world. It's the world that struggles with that story in the Bible. Not children. There's a simple truth that they can grasp. And so I want to invite you today to be as children and receive the Word of God today for what it is, the Word of God. There's something so beautiful about how God created a world. In each thing, after He created it, He said, "And it is good." And on the last day, as He created the pinnacle of creation, He stopped and He made mankind. He made us in His image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Jesus quotes this in our gospel today. And then what does God call it? And He says, "It is very good." You are very good. You have been created by God as male or female, and you are very good. They are the two ways of being the image of God in the world. And God says that they are good. As human beings, we're created with a body and a soul. I don't say we have a body and a soul. We are a body and a soul as human people. Your body, given to you as male and female, is good. And your soul gives life to your body. It matches your body. It fits it. And it is good. We must never call bad what God calls good. Yes, we are fallen. Yes, we have hardened hearts. We need to be saved. But we don't need to be fixed. Do you see how the world actually makes the Word of God not true? Says that there's something not good about the Word of God. But the Word of God is true. And you are good. Never call bad what God calls good. Never look at your body in the mirror or whatever way and call bad what God has called good. Because that is what you are. You are the image of God. Our creation is a gift that we receive like children. What God does say is not good, then. He says it is not good for man to be alone. And so He puts the man into a deep sleep and from his side takes a rib and creates woman. And then He wakes the man back up. And the man exclaims, "At last, I have found a suitable partner." Then this line comes up, which is repeated throughout the Bible. "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two become one flesh." Jesus quotes that line in our gospel today again. And then He adds this. He said, "So they are no longer two. They are one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." Again, let us receive the Word of God as children for what it is. There's something so special about marriage between a man and a woman, husband and wife. It's a special love that responds to the human longing for a suitable partner. You know, I love carbonara and a good wine. I love going hiking and animals and nature. Much more, I love my mom and my dad. I love my friends. I love my brothers and their families, especially my nieces and my nephews, especially that newborn one this year. I love you. Yet there's something special about the sexual love between a man and a woman, where the two become one in body and soul, are united together in that embrace of love, in body and soul, and become one. So they are no longer two, but one. This is an image of God, an image of the Trinity. That's how God created us, and he calls it very good. And then God said, be fruitful and multiply. That means children are good. Have children, he said. They are good. In the gospel, again, like right after the conversation of marriage, comes children, right? Because when the man leaves the father and mother and clings to his wife and the two become one, it has the power to be fruitful. The love between a man and a woman brings new life into the beautiful world that God created. That's amazing. That new life comes into what God created by the love of a man and a woman. Children are the crown of marriage. And they are meant to come into the world. God created it through the love of a man and a woman. And this is very good, God said. When the apostles try to get rid of the children, Jesus gets angry at them. He gets indignant. He says, no, let the children come to me because they are good. We must never call bad what God has called good. Children are a great good for the world. Jesus says, no, it's through children that you learn how to accept and to enter into the kingdom of God. As you know, there are many people who are not called to this specific love, right? Of marriage and of children. So there's one more place in the Bible that also quotes this passage from Genesis that we need to quote. And that's St. Paul in the letter to the Ephesians. He says, this is why man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and the two become one flesh. And then he says, this is a great mystery. And it's talking about Christ and the church. I want you to let that sink in today. As you look at the cross, what you see is that Jesus Christ fulfills what started in Adam and Eve. He's the man who was put into a deep sleep on the cross. And while he's asleep, from his side where he is pierced and outflows blood and water, God creates his bride, who is the church, the bride of Christ. The water from Jesus' side is the source of our baptism. The blood from his side is the source of the Eucharist we receive. The church is born from the side of Christ. And then Christ wakes back up. God wakes him back up in the resurrection. And what does he do? The two become one. He brings her to himself, unites her to himself in love for all of eternity. And St. Paul says, this is a great mystery. That the longing in our hearts for a suitable partner and for love ultimately is fulfilled completely only in the love of Christ. Only in his love. That every desire, every longing that's in us, even our sexual desire, is fulfilled in the love of God. Not in marriage and not in children, but in God. That's why in heaven there will be no marriage, because we will be completely fulfilled in God's love. This is essential for us. And yet it's the one thing that's left out of every conversation about man and woman, marriage, gender, sexuality, and family. I stand before you as a celibate priest, and I love my life as a priest. The sisters are here before us as celibate women, brides of Christ, and they're happy, right? We are signs to the world that every man and every woman is fulfilled by the love of Christ. And so we must point every man and every woman in our world to that love, because that's where they will be fulfilled. This love is also fruitful in us. In the love of Christ, what we become is a new family. We become the family of God. And in this family, every person belongs, because here every person is fulfilled by this love. I'm proud to be a spiritual father in this family. And I'm a sign to all of you men that you are beloved sons of God, that the Father is proud of you and he loves you, and that every man here in some way also is a spiritual father in this family. The handmaids here today, they are spiritual mothers with us. And they are signs to every woman here that you are beloved daughters of the Father, that he delights in you, and that every woman here in some way is also a spiritual mother in this family. And then God looked at everything he made, at his family, at the church, and he called it very good. We must never call bad what God has called good. Each month when the handmaids are with us for a weekend, one of our goals is to build up this family of God together. So there will always be some event. Today we're tying it in with the marathon that we have. We'll together gather and have some time for our families to play, children, to have fellowship, to get to know this family better, to eat together, and to pray together. And I invite you to please join us for these as we build up something here that is so special, something that God himself has created and made, something that he died for and has given to us, something that he has called very good.